Well, hello, welcome to Speakeasy Evening. I'm seeing your host for the most here on 104.6, hosted by the lovely people from Planet Evim. So thanks very much to them. This is our first show. You might wonder what Speakeasy Evim is. Well, let me tell you, Speakeasy Evim is run by people with living with disabilities. We are a cool bunch of people. We don't bite. He can't even hear me. He'll find out. Well, I got a joke to throw in. What do you get underneath a cow? I'll tell you what, you get a pat on the head. Well, we got an exciting show coming up today. But first, here's some music. Speakeasy Evim. Hope you enjoy it.
Here. Today's Friday, the 16th April 2021. It's Love Generations.
Be everyone. Got to love, well, we got to love, yeah. There's no need to cry, yeah. Got to love, well, we got to love, yeah. Gotta live that love. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Leave the love generation.
What's up, Greg?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Speakeasy FM. You're like a radio station run by young adults living with disabilities. For those who don't know, I'm here with my station manager, Greg.
Hello, hello.
But he doesn't have a disability. He's just pretty old and crazy.
Yes.
So, Greg, tell me, what do you actually do here? Because I'm not sure you actually do anything.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Besides sitting in here and talking rubbish with you, I do the technical side here. I try my best. I work with all of our different DJs and try and see what makes them tick and how we can build some radio around them. What do you reckon? Am I doing an okay job?
So.
Okay.
Greg, so I've got a song for you, Greg.
I do, yeah.
Anchor Me on Speakeasy FM.
Okay, Steve, is it enough now? I'm Amy. I'm the host of Speakeasy FM. So let's have fun and dance a boogie. And it's Friday night. I'm taking it for now for good. Shine.
sunshine, yeah. Moonlight, good times,
good times.
Okay,
don't you think it's
sunshine?
You just got it.
Moonlight,
you just want it.
Good times,
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Blame it on yourself.
Sunshine,
ain't nobody's fault. But you're not that boogie.
Hello guys, good afternoon. My name is Amy McCallum. I'm the host of Speakeasy Ever. I'm with my boyfriend Marco.
Hi.
I'm gonna read out obviously the band.
Band? The Restless?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're gonna me and Lissy, well, Mesa Singers in Restless together.
Yeah.
So I started this the Spoosters. I was 21 actually when I first started.
How many are there so?
And I saw this also since the beginning.
Hmm.
Where the beginning, everybody came along and took over.
Yes.
But me and Mom did it together. So cool. I did our soul, and I did the musical as well.
Cool.
So this is my favourite music from me and my family. We'll play every year since little. Is, well, start of fitting off. Have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. I was in the band. I was like...
All right, that's enough, you two lovebirds. We're going to show to get on with. Sorry about it, guys. Man, those two do not know when to stop. Lucky I do. Well, up next, we got a song from Chatham's Jukebox. Hopefully it's nice and short and sweet. Here on Speakeasy FM.
Welcome back to Chatham's Jukebox. This little old band from the Texas has had the same three members since they began back in 1969. Let's hit the highway. It's an easy top.
You take the weight off of me. FM, and now I could call it Emmy.
So that song "Don't Break My Heart" from Anton Dion. So Michael, what's the best date?
Oh, it's a bad date.
Yeah, no, really best date. Oh, you and me.
I'm and you. Okay. At the Jackson, my dad later. At the party, my birthday. Sorry, Greg. All I said, oops. I got that again.
Do you know my date is?
Yeah.
Okay, my date is going to be like at home, make a homemade dinner. And some flowers, candle on the table, sitting next to the fire. You and me sitting down with our dog Finny, and have some couple Pepsi Max in a man glass.
Yeah.
And a bit of kissing in there.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect date. I want for our anniversary.
Yeah. Next thing, guys, I don't really quite say kiss. Quotes. Okay, that's the FM.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM.
Yes.
And we're joined with
Ben Sharp.
Hello, Ben.
Sharp. Hi, today.
Hello,
how
to
you?
People.
How are you today?
Cool. Fun fact about Ben.
Yes.
Very good soap maker.
Yep.
Bit of a singer.
Yes.
And I hear you're quite the cook.
Yes.
Awesome. Is anyone you want to give a shout out to, Ben?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Mum and Dad. How do you pay your... Or for you today.
Cool. Anyone who knows Ben probably could guess what song I'm going to play next.
Happy.
It's a bit of a theme song for Ben.
Yeah.
What's this one called, Ben?
Happy.
On Speakeasy FM.
Might seem crazy.
Well, well, well. Don't forget, you get rid of me that easily. I'm the host with the most. I'm Nancy Rook. We're going to be having a little chat. Don't worry, I'll check back in with you later. Here on Speakeasy FM.
My name is Amy. We're on Speakeasy FM. I'm with my friend Craig.
Hello. Hope you guys are all enjoying the show. How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Good. How have you been lately?
Tired, but good. Yeah.
Yeah? Late night?
Yeah. Had a Miller's Day thing last night.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's good.
Is that... Oh, you mean you were colouring in the things for Mother's Day?
No, I went out for dinner.
Oh, so like an early Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother had got a day off of work last night, so we all had dinner with them.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
It's New York Grill in Newmarket.
Ooh, New York Grill.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Steak.
Oh, man. I imagine it would be steak.
It's quite nice that I get to go there.
In Newmarket?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out one day. All right, so people still getting to know you on Speakeasy FM.
Yeah.
So this is our time where we kind of have a chat, and you're going to tell some stories.
Yeah.
Let people get a chance to know
me.
Who Amy McCollum is. Yeah. Cool. Now, you're a mum to a lovely little dog.
Yes, I am. Yeah. She's lovely, but it's a nightmare. But naughty.
Yeah.
In a moment.
Oh, well, how old is she now?
One.
Naughty age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned her off last night. She ruined the pillow.
What'd she do?
Well, we came back from last night from dinner.
Yeah.
And I saw all the white stuff on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my mum's pillows from the TV room.
Oh, no.
I was shouting at her. And doing that finger at her. And she knows she's naughty.
Oh, the finger waving. Is that how she knows?
Yeah.
If you wave your finger at her.
Yeah.
Then what does she do?
I didn't want to smack her, so.
Oh, no.
I'm terrified of smacking her.
Yeah. So what does she do then? Does she...
She...
Run away, or...?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And she's flooring to me and apologize.
Oh.
And she came down to my room.
Yeah.
And I wonder if mom and dad start talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
So she came to my room, gave a proper eyes at me and apologize.
Oh. It's quite hard to say no to the puppy eyes, isn't it?
No, but I tell it, you do it again, because I made her like a blanket.
Oh, yeah?
So if I do it again, I'm taking her blanket off her.
So that's that's the big warning.
Yeah.
Because she loves her blanket.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us the story of when you got Vinny?
I got her before lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was I'm running for my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The name's of the dog called Vinny.
Yeah, your uncle, Vinny.
Yeah.
You named her after him.
Yeah, I did.
Because when he died,
yeah,
he left you money for in his will, and you got little fluffy Vinny.
Yeah, and I was a big thing for my uncle.
Yeah.
Got me a dog.
Where did you get her from?
In Hamilton.
Yeah, so did you have to do a big drive?
Yeah. I hadn't never been to Hamilton before then,
mm-hmm.
So it was my first time.
What do you think of Hamilton?
It's really nice.
Did you manage to find anything to do in Hamilton?
Not really. It's all boring stuff. It's in the genre.
Hamilton's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a boring place to go.
Yeah.
So
my dad went there as well.
Yeah, I've been there once or twice.
And the time is not really your cup of tea, anyway.
So how long did you have to stay in Hamilton for?
I didn't stay. We just drove back home after.
That's how most people treat Hamilton, I think.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Hamilton.
Can we play Willow Stones?
Yeah, is your dad a Stones fan?
He knows them.
He does know them, yeah.
Yeah.
Him and a couple of other million, I think.
Yeah.
All right, then. Should we play one for your dad?
Yes. Dad, stop being grumpy. And just listen to this song. It's your song.
This is Speakeasy FM.
Well, thank you. We're finally at the end of our show. Jeez, thank you to our wonderful listeners.
Didn't think we'd make it.
No, I don't think we'd make it either. Man, what a journey it's been. It's been such a journey. We've had lots of nice guests coming on. We've had a sports star. We've had a rugby star on the show. Man, he had good abs too. Now, we know this is Greg's though. I've enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to send a request,
ask any questions.
Ask any questions. Email us at speakeasy @gmail.com. Come and have a nice cup of tea with Greg Jacobs. He's not single, but you can ask him. So I'll pass you on to Greg to open the show.
We're closing the show.
Okay, sorry.
I can't remember. Did we do the show?
How you enjoyed the show? See you next week. Same time, same place. Here on Speakeasy FM. That was a bit crap.
That one.
Waking for the CIA.